we did what we could there. I think it's cute. I think it's cute. I wasn't all into everything he wanted to do, but I don't know. I compromised. All right. I will compromise in continuing our reading of Incredible Hulk number 255, issued out there in May of 1981. Okay, like I told you, action's about to start. You'll get a whole lot of action and drama coming on up. I'll tell you what else is coming up. I will play you music that was new in May of 1981. If you went down to your music stores, wherever they were, on the streets, in the shopping malls, wherever they were, you could pick this up on vinyl record, tape cassette, and perhaps people are still using the 8-track tape. What had you there? You had Styx. Too much time on my hands. They were saying, yes, I have too much time on my hands. I can concur with them. We also had the DBs. Have you ever heard of the DBs? I believe they're from Australia. Their song, Bad Reputation. It's not the Joan Jett song. Not the Joan Jett song at all, but it's a pretty cool song. I don't know. I like it. We will also hear from Elvis Costello. Elvis Costello and the Attractions, if I remember his band name right. And, some song about going to nightclubs or something like that, or living in nightclubs and stuff like that. Also, let me get on with myself. We'll hear from a big hit maker of the late 70s, early 1980s. Or getting some hits, maybe even into the later 1980s. I speak of Sheena Easton. Have you ever heard of Sheena Easton? All right. Like I said, you'll get to hear brand new music that was out there May of 1981. Styx, the DBs, Elvis Costello, and Sheena Easton. All right. I will go back to Incredible Hulk number 255, printed May 1981. Okay, I've had so much fun with you guys. Even if I wasn't even prepared to have fun with you, I am having fun, so that's cool. Hopefully you are having fun as well. Fun. All right, cool. You are listening to the Late Night CKUW 95.9 FM. If you're wondering, this show is Comic Book Radio Theater. My past self will go off and read you more comic book. Yes. All right. We are your community-supported radio station. The community supports us, and we thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. You've been listening to a reading of The Incredible Hulk, number 255, January 1981, and we now return.
The poor frightened slob. I was only trying to help him, but it isn't humanly possible to save him now. Squeeze!
The train yard guard is right. It is not humanly possible for the Bruce Banner to be saved from the ongoing locomotive. But then, Bruce Banner's terror, accompanied by pounding heartbeat and racing pulse, has brought about the transformation from man to monster. And for one who is as far beyond human as the Incredible Hulk, anything is possible! Inside the YMCA's Hobo Haven, adjoining the freight yard.
My word, what in the world was that?
The entire building shook, as if a shockwave had gone through it. But what could have caused that?
What happened, Dr. Blank? Has there been a derailment?
No, Mr. Miles. Something far worse. A train has crashed, all right, but it's been crashed into... The Incredible Hulk!
Hulk!
Run from Hulk, puny humans! Hulk has smashed your train! Bother Hulk and he will smash you!
You don't have to smell it out, Greenie. We got the message! We got the message! We're going! We're going!
Drawn to the window by the ruckus, the hobos fail to notice Dr. Don Blake easing out of the room.
Woo-wee! That guy sure is big and green! I'm glad I wasn't riding that train he just hit.
I had heard that the Hulk recently endangered California's central cities. The damage was estimated to be in the millions of dollars. Luckily, the monster's rage has never claimed a human life, but there is always a first time, and this may be it. I've got to stop the Hulk before that happens. The lame physician raises his walking stick above his head. Then he strikes it against the floor, and it issues forth a burst of brilliance. Within the glow, Dr. Don Blaze ceased to exist. And in his place, the mighty Thor, God of Thunder.
Oftentimes have I pitted my strength in battle against the green-skinned Goliath with no clear-cut decision as to which of us be the mightier. Perhaps this day, if battle be joined, a true victor will emerge.
As the man has become the immortal, so too has the clothing of Dr. Don Blake given away to the costume of the mighty Thor, and the frail-seeming walking stick has changed into the mighty Asgard-forged Uru Mallet, welded by the son of Odin.
Once, as Avengers, the Hulk and I did fight side by side against the evil of my half-brother Loki. Time has increased the Hulk's savagery, though I pity the green-skinned one as his uncontrollable rage. I cannot let him run amok amongst the hapless humans.
Meanwhile, in the freight yard,
why are you still here, puny humans? Hulk told you to run!
That was the other crew. They forgot to give us the message, but we got it now. Go!
Words. Even when puny humans are scared of Hulk, all they can do is talk.
Be at ease, friend Hulk. In the release of words do mortals find a means to assert the terror. Even were they capable of causing you harm, they mean you none.
Long here is like all the rest. He wants to know why Hulk does what Hulk does, but Hulk does not need to have reason, because Hulk has power!
By the bristling beard of Odin!
Hulk remembers you, Longhair. You are another one who said you were Hulk's friend and then tried to capture Hulk.
For thy own good, Hulk, and for mankind's.
Bah! Hulk is the only one who knows what is good for Hulk. Hulk nearly smashed you the first time we fought.
You are as diluted as you are powerful, Emerald One. The mighty Thor was never in any danger of being bested in battle. If we seemed evenly matched, it was only because I had requested a boon from my noble father, the all-seeing Odin, Lord of Asgard, that I might face you for 5 minutes without my Uru hammer in a test of muscle against muscle, sinew against sinew. Off. Oh. Our fight then was indecisive. You were allied with the savage Submariner, whilst I fought alongside my fellow Avengers. Neither of us could claim victory or defeat. For my part, I deemed the question of strength unimportant.
It's important to Hulk! Longhair has always hated Hulk. Hulk has always hated Longhair too, and what Hulk hates, Hulk smashes!
Satisfied that his savage assault has finished Thor, Hulk leaps from the scene of battle.
Now no one can stop the Hulk!
However, had the Hulk waited for the dust to settle, he would have seen.
I fear I have given the Hulk an opportunity to escape while extraditing myself. The situation must be rectified with the Hulk at large. The city is in peril. My course is clear. The monster must be brought to heel. So says I, Thor, God of Thunder.
The traffic in Lower Manhattan seems to be in a perpetual state of gridlock. This is stuck in intersections with no traffic moving in any direction. Not only does that foul, that already malodorous air, it also plays hub into humid nerves.
Right, move it up there. You deaf? I said get the lead out.
What is the matter with you, man? Do you make noise to make Hulk mad?
Huh? No. That's not what I mean.
What the heck? What is the matter with you, buddy?
The
want you to know that there's an anti-noise law in this land of LaGuardia. It's the
Tis an old feeling. The mighty Thor patrolling the city like some immortal policeman. Yet 'twas my own choice to dwell on Earth instead of in the hallowed halls of Asgard. Hey, that news bulletin.
Flash. There is... This is the shadow traffic helicopter reporting a bottleneck in the Wall Street area.
Caused by what appears to be a green-skinned monster.
Hey, a flying overhead. It ain't a bird. It ain't a plane. What the heck is it?
The traffic report was accurate. The Hulk has reached Lower Manhattan. And the mayhem is as I expected. Release your law officer, Hulk. Your quarrel is with me, not with him.
Blue Coat shot at Hulk. If Longhair wants Blue Coat, then Longhair can have him.
No. I retire in 2 weeks.
And we will return. You are listening to a reading of The Incredible Hulk, number 255, January, the year 1981.
This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
CKUW. Little
girl in school, she looks cool. Cool enough to cool you down like it's summer vacation. She sleeps around, so they say, so do they. Reputation. Reputation.
And we return with our reading of The Incredible Hulk, number 255, January 1981. Release yon law officer, Hulk. Your quarrel is with me, not him.
Blue coat shot at Hulk. If long hair wants blue coat, then long hair can have him.
No, please. I retire in 2 weeks. Fear not, friend. The God of Thunder will allow you no harm to befall thee. Seek safety now and leave yon monster to me.
Monster? Longhair calls Hulk monster?
Aye, Hulk, for that is what you are and ever shall be. In times past, I did try to excuse your savagery, knowing as I did that within that monster was entrapped a man.
But whatever trace of humanity survives beneath your emerald skin lies deeply submerged with the little chance of surfacing ever again. The heart of Thor cries out at the plight of your alter ego, Bruce Banner. But the mind of Thor knows full well that Banner himself would never wish to spare the Hulk if it meant endangering his fellow man.
Longhair wants to kill Hulk for Banner. Hulk came to city to escape Banner. Hulk will escape if he has to smash Banner, city, and Longhair to do it.
The fury of their conflict carries the combatants downtown to the southernmost tip of Manhattan. There they pause at a moment before the portals of the world's most famous Brooklyn Battery Tunnel.
Why is Longhair stopped fighting Hulk? Is he afraid?
I do but marvel at the magnitude of thy misdirected might, monster. Would that thy power could be turned to good.
Hulk just came here to get away, not to fight. Hulk just wants to be left alone. If Longhair and Banner will not leave Hulk alone, then Hulk will tear them to pieces.
Holy cow! It's two of them super types turning the Brooklyn Battery into a battleground.
Leave your cars! Leave your cars! Run for your lives!
Bestial behemoths, the sight of thee hath caused yon hapless humans to abandon their vehicles and take flight.
Puny men were as scared of Longhair as they were of Hulk.
What say thee? Art thou mad?
Nah! Longhair wants puny humans to call him a hero while they call Hulk a monster. But Hulk has eyes. Longhair, Hulk can see that they are afraid of both of us.
By the blade of Fendral, can the brute know whereof he speaks? In truth, he doth. In the heat of battle, I did neglect to safeguard those I am sworn to protect.
Mommy, Mommy, have they stopped fighting? Can we get out of the car? No! No! Stay! Stay down and pray they don't see us!
Tis with fear and loathing that they regard Thor, yet only I can save them now.
Don't turn away from Hulk, Longhair.
Hulk, no, the children, no! The Hulk does not understand. There is no time to make him understand. Our battle has breached the tunnel's ceiling supports. Even now the water of the mighty East River flowing overhead drips down a mere trickle. That may be well become a raging torrent.
Sitting in his massive shoulders to the tunnel roof, the mighty Thor attempts to defy the pressures of the great river above. Meanwhile, the Incredible Hulk allows his attention to drift from his opponent to, as his emerald eyes catch sight of,
Longhair's hammer! Once when Hulk tried, he could not lift it. Why? Hulk is strongest one there is. but Hulk cannot lift hammer. And Longhair can. That means Thor is stronger than Hulk. No, it cannot be. Hulk will not let it be. Hulk will lift hammer and use hammer to smash Thor. Hulk will, huh? Hulk did lift it. Hulk did it. Hulk lifted a puny stick. And Longhair has turned into a puny human.
In my desperate haste to shore up the sagging tunnel, I allowed 60 seconds to elapse without grasping my enchanted Uru hammer. Now it has reverted to a simple cane, while Thor has once again become the lame Dr. Don Blake.
Who are you, man? Where is Longhair?
All is lost. Unless I can regain my walking stick, perhaps Thor becoming Thor again. The tunnel will collapse beneath the pressure from the East River.
Answer, Hulk Man. Where is Thor?
I got to convince Hulk of the danger, the situation we're in. Listen, Hulk, listen to me. I am Thor. I am Thor. He lives inside of me. And just like you, you just like me. Oh, yeah. He lives inside of me, just like you. Who lives inside? Bruce Banner.
And we will return with Incredible Hulk number 255 after these messages. Captain America in Fury Unleashed. The trapsters at it again. One trap leads to another.
Better not come any closer, Cap. The trapster's goon has me by the neck.
Meanwhile, the trapster watches from another room.
Ha! We'll see how Captain America solves this dilemma.
My strength and my shield won't solve this mess, but strategy can. Okay, big overgrown Goliath. I bet you can't wait to get your hands on these Hostess fruit pies.
What is Fury compared to this great taste, real fruit filling, light tender crust?
Oh, Hostess fruit pies. That was using your brains there, Captain.
Hostess fruit pies. Curses, Captain America is as smart as he is strong.
You get a big delight in every bite of Hostess fruit pies in cherry and apple. And we return with Incredible Hulk number 255.
Answer, Hulk Man! Where is Thor?
I've got to convince the Hulk of the dangers of the situation we're in. Hulk, listen to me. I'm Thor. He lives inside of me. Just like you live inside of Bruce Banner.
What is Puny Man talking about? Hulk is Hulk, not Banner. Hulk, Banner hates Hulk. Wants to be as strong as Hulk. Is always trying to take Hulk over. Or send Hulk away. But it's always Hulk who beats Banner in the end.
The Hulk refuses to acknowledge, to accept that his is a shared experience with Bruce Banner. There's no way I can reach that part of his mind possessed by his alter ego.
Thor must hate Puny Man like Hulk hates Banner. Hulk could smash you, but that would only make Thor happy. Hulk hates Thor. Hulk will fix Thor by letting you live with Thor trapped inside of you forever.
He's gone. He's gone. Start tossing away my walking stick. He's giving me the means to shred my mortal limitations once again. And to become the mighty Thor with the mighty Uru mallet in my hand, I must needs act while as there still be time.
Thor leaps to the top of the abandoned truck, his magical transformation having gone unwitnessed by those still trapped within the tunnel.
Kids, look, Thor's back. He must have driven away the Hulk and returned to save us.
There doth be more to this tale than thou canst know, madam, but thy explanation 'tis enough, 'twill sacrifice. Now get thee and thy children from thy vehicle and summon a repair crew to this tunnel. Not even the broad back of Thor can support the weight of a raging river forever. Shortly thereafter, that dame with the two kids was right. It is this Thor holding up the tunnel roof single-handedly. Call in the pump trucks and the hydraulic jacks, and let's give him a break. Agonizing hours later, I'm told by the motorists that the Hulk caused this near disaster, Thor.
'Twas a battle that did endanger this tunnel, a battle that could have been avoided had I but understood that at the onset that the Hulk wished only to get away.
Get away? Get away to where?
To answer that, friend, thou wouldest have to be as all-seen as my regal father, Odin.
Who? Across the river, the East River, from the island of Manhattan lies the borough of Brooklyn. In its heyday, it was a flourishing port. Ships still come, not so many, not so often. But what cargo there is to be loaded is lifted on board, bound for ports of call all over the world. One such port is Tel Aviv. In the nation known as Israel.
Is that the last of the cargo men?
Aye, Captain. The holds are full. Then back in the hatches and let's sail for home.
Unbeknownst to the skipper or the sailors of the Israeli freighter known as the Star of David, they are about to receive an additional item of cargo. Definitely not on the ship's manifest.
Big Boat is getting ready to leave, but not without Hulk. Boat will take Hulk far away from everything Hulk hates. From the cities, from the puny humans always calling Hulk monster. From the fighting, and from Banner.
Next issue, The Promised Land. You've been listening to a reading of Incredible Hulk number 255, January, the year 1981.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Our woman, that's forever. So open your eyes, you can't.
music from way back when. Sheena Easton. Sheena Easton there. She closes out one story as we go and begin another. I will read you more comic books. It's almost 3 a.m. CKUW, late night radio. Just jump into it. Leap and say,
Comic Book Radio Theater!
The reason why I don't sound as excited is because I'm not really reading this to you. I'm just sitting around the studio. Please don't phone. If you do, I do not feel like answering. I just feel like sitting here doing nothing, just manding the soundboard. And that's it. I will, however, read you another comic book. One that I recorded myself live on radio many years ago, maybe almost 10 years ago, and I haven't played it on the airwaves since. This one, get ready for it. I will read to you Phantom Stranger, number 33, out there in November of 1974. Now, I'll tell you something about the Phantom Stranger. I really don't know what this guy is all about, but it has to do with something with death, something with the afterlife, and somehow, some way, he knows about the future and how that's gonna go. And it's like he could do anything. There's a point where he's going to get arrested, but how could he possibly even get, how could he even be held onto in order to be put into a jail cell? I don't really understand his character and everything like that, but he certainly can do a lot in a paranormal way. The Phantom Stranger can do it all. In this story that I read to you, Phantom Stranger number 33, isn't that like some lucky number to the Illuminati and those who are trying to control our lives? Phantom Stranger, number 33, November of 1974. This comic book also has Dead Man in it. Now, Dead Man, from just looking in this comic book, Dead Man? Okay, first off, he's dead. He's been killed. And his mission is to go and find his killer, figure out who that was, find him, and bring him to justice. Somehow find a way to bring him to justice. Dead Man has this power where he himself can't physically touch you, but he can go inside of you. He can go inside of you and control your body and how you act out and stuff like that. And when I signify that Dead Man has gone into your body, he has usurped your consciousness, so Dead Man can use your body and as he would like to use your body. When that happens, I make a sound like this. No. Oh, darn it. Wrong key. Wrong tone. Is this it? When I make that sound. Okay, you might not hear it as well there. I'll have everything. The recording will be. We'll have it. The microphones will be better for it. Anyway, but you get it. When you hear that little sound there, that means dead man has gone into somebody's body. They can control them. Okay. And I can't remember if that sound also means he's gone out of their body as well. But yes, he could go into your body anytime he likes. He can go out of it anytime he likes. And when he's inside your body, or my body, or anybody's body, dead man can control it as he likes to whatever he sees fit. Okay, let's get on with things. Let's tarry on. All right, I will read to you Phantom Stranger number 33. Only costed you 20 cents. It was out there, November 1974. And when I take my first vocal break, we'll listen to music that was new in 74, that winter of 1974. We'll listen to the Rolling Stones, yet another huge hit song from them. Hit song after hit song, the Rolling Stones. We'll hear them live in concert from St. Louis, Missouri. The stadium is going wild. Speaking of wild and a wild one, we'll also hear from Suzy Quatro. Wonderful Suzy Quatro. So, Rolling Stones, Suzy Quatro, that is what you'll get. And I'll get with reading you more comic books. Comic book, radio, theater. I will fade away like a shadow and read you Phantom Stranger, number 33, printed November 1974. All right, I'll find some music and then I will get into my reading. We do this here, late night, CKUW, the 95.9 FM. It's almost 3 a.m. in the morning, if I'm not wrong. I'm never wrong. Why? Because I'm on CKUW 95. You know the call numbers. Because you're never wrong. Because you listen to CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this